one day.
It's not Friday. No, it's normally Friday when I record this podcast. And this is Alan O'Donoghue, techno teacher at Our Lady's Catholic High School, and I'm with...
Vicky Dodd, Vickyville, from Ashton Community Science College in Preston.
And this is the podcast that we are now recording each week, all about the things that we've been doing with our Year 10 GCSE computing class. So, this week...
What have I done?
What have you done?
But I have a Year 9 and Year 10 class, and I did different things with Year 9 and 10 this week.
Tell us what you did.
Year 9, I started with a draw your learning activity.
Yes,
I did that.
We
did. So I did. What I actually gave them is I gave them everything that we covered so far in Python programming. So all the programming concept terms, variable, selection, iteration, loop, all of those.
What do you mean you gave them?
On cards. So just the terms on the card. Yeah. And they had to, they were in pairs, like playing Pictionary.
Yeah.
And they had to put the cards down, facing down, pick one up, take it in turns to pick one up. And then they had a grid of sheet, like on a sheet.
Yeah.
And they had to draw the term. They couldn't speak to the partner.
No.
And they couldn't use letters or numbers. And they had to draw the term.
Right. So could the person who was drawing, could they encourage them to say, like, yeah, that's right.
When they got it right, that was fine. Then they moved on to the next one.
That sounds pretty tough. How do you, like, iteration, for example?
Well, the different drawings that we got was the loop, and then they kept going going round. I'm simulating here with my finger, folks, going around
circles
in a loop
in
and
air.
Then stopping, and it's obviously the number of times they went round. Yeah. But that was a different one. String was a good one.
So this
obviously
was year
it was
nine.
String. That was with year nine I did that.
Because you said you've decided with year nine you're going to concentrate on the programming.
On the programming. Yeah. We've concentrated solidly on programming all year, and I drew to their attention that they are now only two topics away, from finishing the programming syllabus. We've got to do string handling and file handling. And that's it. We're done. We've done everything. So then it'll be up until the end of the year just practicing with programming projects.
Make sure that's all embedded. Yeah. And with year 10?
Well, I haven't finished with year 9 yet. So
Just
really quick.
Sorry.
Really quick. We didn't do that for 2 hours or lesson.
Okay. No.
Well, what I didn't want to do is before Easter was go into string or file handling without being able to follow it up.
Mm-hmm.
So we left that this week. And what we did is I used a tool called Study Blue. Which is an online flashcard creator, which also has an app. And I had them create flashcards. So following on from the Draw Your Learning activity, I had them create flashcards for the different programming concept terms and explaining what they were. And they can add pictures to that and links as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can download those to their smartphones and other tools. So they did that. And then they finished off any programming, any programs that they hadn't quite finished yet. So that was year 9. So that was good. That was studyblue.com, one. And there was another one that I nearly used, which was cramler.com, but I used studyblue. And then year 10, we did file handling, which was all we had to finish. And they started off with an activity of in pairs with some code in front of them. And in the code, it basically had... It wrote to a file, it actually opened a file that inside it said, I bet you didn't know that Python could open and write to files, did you?
Mm-hmm.
So but what they had to do is the code was in front of them and they had to write underneath what they thought it did in their pair.
Yeah.
And then they had to go away and try it and then write down what it actually did.
Right.
And then we moved on from there.
This is almost like the testing within the programming assignments. Yeah.
But what I found was that my network at our school has a problem in allowing Python to access shared files on their areas.
Oh, right.
So unless it's in their area where their Python program file is held, then they have a problem accessing shared files. So that was an issue. But we came
But they were able to copy it, put it into
It worked like that.
Because the other way you could have emailed it or they could have downloaded it.
Yeah, it was easy to come over because I just didn't come across it until we were there in the lesson. But then we moved on and we're going back to the Magic 8 Ball task. I set them the challenge to work out how they could get the Magic 8 Ball program to write to a file every time a question was entered and then the answer was returned and then to save to that file each time.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that. And then we moved on to, let's do another random program. We did just, let's do a dice. Create a dice, and it writes to a file every time the dice is rolled. And then they managed to do that as well in 2 hours flat.
So
they were fantastic.
Oh,
I was very impressed.
Great. Well, this week I've not had a huge amount of lessons with my class because on Monday I was back in Liverpool again during the day with 16 teachers from FE, from special schools, from secondary, primary, all wanting to learn about what they could do with the Raspberry Pi. So we gave out Raspberry Pis, but that was I wasn't in my lesson on Monday with my year 10s. And then on Tuesday, because we've got mock exams coming up after Easter, yeah. Well, it's more like May time. So I've decided to start preparing them for some of the things that they'd need to know on the exam. So the whole lesson was really about addition in binary. So when they came in, I had three binary sums on the board and they had to add them together. And I didn't actually tell them how to do it. I got them to figure it out. And, oh, we were using Pinky Partners again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that was funny because they came in, they said, oh, are we doing Pinky Partners today, sir? And I went, yeah, we are. Yes, we are. I hadn't actually decided we were going to do that. So the Pinky Partners means we've got the stronger person paired up with the person who's not so strong. So then what I did was, they had to answer with their partners, they had to answer the binary sums in their books. And there was three. So the first two would have been no problem, but the third one was going to create an overflow error.
An error.
So then what I did is I picked somebody sort of almost at random from the class and I asked them to come up to the whiteboard and pretend like it was the first time they'd seen it and to take the pen and to work it out on the board, but to speak aloud the things that they were thinking. So they're saying things like, well, 0 + 0 = 0, 0 + 1 = 1, and so on. So when we got to the third one, Ben came up and he wrote down overload. And I said, what's this? He said, well, it's impossible. You can't do it. Yeah. I said, okay, so explain. So he went to and explained. So I said, well, we refer to it as overflow error and about how you need this extra bit in there to do that. So if you try to add two 8-bit binary numbers together and the combined value is going to be more than 255, you get this overflow error.
So had they done this before?
No, that was
so
just...
how did they know how to add the binary together? So, because I did this, I've done this with my year 10s a while ago. And what I did to get them, my first activity was I gave them the sums with the answers.
Yeah.
And in pairs, they had to work out how I got there.
Yes.
So they worked it out backwards, they worked backwards. Yeah. But how did they know that 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2? Because obviously they know binary then, don't they?
Well, some of them had written down twos, but the ones I chose to come up to the whiteboard were pretty close to getting it right. So, and then this right back at the beginning of September, when I was going teaching on a Monday morning topics, one of the things we covered was legislation affecting the use of computers. Mm. So I set them some questions. I'm not sure where they are at the moment. So there was a question, for example. Oh, my goodness. Oh, list three examples of legislation to do with computers that schools have to comply with.
So Data Protection Act.
Data Protection Act.
Computer Misuse Act.
Perhaps, yeah.
Didn't they have to do that one?
Well, perhaps, but I was thinking about computer misuse, schools... I didn't see that as being such an obvious one.
No.
So the other ones was... So did you say Data Protection?
Data Protection Act.
Copyright Design and Patent Act.
Yeah, of course.
And then the Health and Safety at Work Act.
Yeah.
So they were the ones. So they had to list them. Then they had to choose one and explain how a school might break that particular law. We just got interrupted then. So it was all around the legislation affecting computers. They had forgotten the loss of it, so I had to go back over that.
I did that back in September, which is a long time ago now, especially when they've done so much programming that it goes out.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do
So I had to give them clues, like for the Data Protection Act, I was saying DPA, you know, and then some of them were saying, is it not CDPA? And I thought, oh, that's because that's the Copyright Design and Patents Act. So that was Tuesday, and then today... Because we were giving out reports this afternoon, we had half an hour. So today I set the test for them that was supposed to be set on Monday. So this is all of their homeworks that they've been doing the last 6 weeks or so. Today's test was to test their understanding on that. Now, I have to say, I was pretty impressed. I thought I'd given some really tough questions And some of the class got 18 or 20 out of 20, and there was a couple who got 0 and 5. So I'm going to test you on the other questions. So
oh my goodness.
Pick a number between 1 and 20.
Number 2.
Number 2. Okay, name a sampling factor that affects the quality of sound.
Now, I think frequency in sampling, but it's you said interval.
What do you mean
sampling.
I said this?
You did. He's given. I've done this. He tested me when I came in.
Yeah, choose another one then. Choose another number between 1 and 20.
Okay, number 3.
Ooh. Choose another number.
Why?
Go on, choose another number.
Number 4.
When you compile a program on a computer, it converts it into a low-level binary representation.
Okay.
What's an easier way of calling it this? What would we use to call that? So it's you're compiling a program into numbers. What do we refer to this as? Now, okay, I'm having to show you.
I can't.
Machine code.
No, okay. I wouldn't know that.
No, okay, so, well, I must admit.
That's all right, folks.
If you asked me the question, no. I probably would have struggled as well. So that's what we've done today. Monday was really good because I love it when I see teachers who've not actually used a Raspberry Pi before and they take it out of the box the first time and they're plugging it in, switching it on, and then you get the questions. So how am I going to use this in the classroom?
Yeah.
So that question comes up quite a lot, and it's really just trying to help people see that you can use it to inspire and engage people in computer science.
Your soup stone.
The soup stone.
The soup stone.
Yeah, it comes back again. And then that finished at 3:30. At 4 o'clock, I zoomed over to the North Liverpool Academy, and we go on.
What were you doing there?
We had the Merseyside Computing at School hub meeting.
Ah, right, fantastic.
So we had about 20.
Did they mention how their design code game went?
Yes, they did.
How did it go?
They were saying it. They said there was like 150 people turned up.
Wow!
Yeah,
I had a few students who wanted to go, yeah. But it was too short notice. Yeah. It was only the night before.
It did seem really good because they're developing what they call the studio, which
their
is
studio school.
The 14 to 19.
Yeah.
School, but that wasn't the North Liverpool Academy. Is a sort of 11 to 60.
It's the linked school, isn't it?
It is. They're linked together. So some of the staff worked out together, but there was 23 teachers, and there was people who weren't teachers there at this one. So there was a chap called Colin from a university, and he was a mathematician. He was there. Dawn Hewitson was there. Liam McDade, who organises the meeting. So the way we ran the meeting was a little bit like our last Preston Hub meeting. Liam asked me to do the bit that you did at the Preston Hub meeting.
Yeah.
So do some random stuff in Python. I did, but I kind of got a bit distracted because I realised that some people had never used Python before. So I did these sort of, I played games on them where I'd type in, so I said A equals 1, an integer, B equals 2, C equals open quote 3, close quote. So I'd say, right, now on the board, I'm going to type in A plus B.
Mm.
What do you think is going to happen before I present it? So they had to guess what was going to happen. And so some people would say, oh, it's going to say 2. It's going to say syntax error.
Yeah.
So it was, right, I press enter. Ah, so this is what it did. But when they were giving me answers, I was asking them to validate the answer. So the next one was, so A times C. So somebody said, oh, no, you're going to get a syntax error. Why? Well, because C is a string and B, A is an integer,
yeah.
So it can't possibly do that. Oh, right, okay. What about you over there? So somebody else was saying, no, what you'll get is you'll get this so many times, or it will do this. And then I asked everybody to vote for the answer, and somebody else said, oh, no, I think it'll do this, and nobody went along and voted for his answer. And his was the one that was right. So it was such a, why did it do that? Ah, so it's like testing people's understanding of things like operators and variables and integers. And so that's what I did. And then we paused for a bit, and then Liam introduced Hackasaurus, the X-ray specs,
yeah.
And he showed how he'd been doing that with a class, because I showed how to do that at our... Were you there at the Preston Hub meeting?
I didn't see Hackasaurus.
Ah, okay.
So was that after I'd gone?
It must have been after you left at the Preston meeting. So that's the one where you take a web page,
yeah,
and you reappropriate the code so you can put your own pictures and text in there. So that's what they did, and I had to go because my daughter had a dance lesson. She was going out. So there we are. So anything to add in for this before we close the podcast?
I can't think of anything except thank you very much. I think it's Mark Clarkson for sending me the exemplar controlled assessment stuff today. It's helped me a great deal.
Great. Okay. So, oh, we're doing mentions out there.
Yeah, we can do mentions now.
Okay. So, you're off for 2 weeks and we're off for two weeks. Yeah. So we have a 2 week break and then we're back on the 20th of April.
And the we've got the Raspberry Jam on the 8th. You've got the Preston Raspberry Jam on the 8th.
Yeah, the 8th of April. Yeah.
I've got a couple of students who want to come along.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Mm. Anyway.
Well, thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
Oh, before we say goodbye, if you want to listen to this episode again or other episodes, you go to iTunes, type in Techno Teacher, T-E-K-N-O Teacher. If you're not a member of Computing at School, there was people there in Liverpool teaching computing that weren't members of Computing at School.
There's loads.
We need to get those numbers up. We're on 3,000 something members. We need to get more.
My target area, I've told you, is my old stomping ground, Stoke-on-Trent and Staffordshire. There's very few members down there.
Well, there's loads of stuff on the Computing at School forum in the community. Bye. You say goodbye?
Bye.
No, nice and short.